American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you for Monday, August 3rd, 2009. And that's right, you're listening to Newsreel, the WOG Global sit-rep on core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. You can follow up on all of these news stories, and you can check my facts by going to my live journal. And you get to my live journal by going to L-I-V-E Journal. Just type it in Google. You'll get there. And you can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com if you happen to be web savvy. But if you're a senior citizen, and this is the first piece of internet media you've ever been handed, this will be the senior special show. So welcome to the internet, oh, respected elderly one. This is a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio Talk, Red Mercury SE, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, Podcast.com, Podcast Alley, Second Life, Node Archers, Grid Coordinates 1-5-5-7-4-6-6-6, and then Radio 99, transmitting on a frequency of 6673.3 kilohertz. And if you're one of the old-timers and you're looking for a longitude and latitude on how to get here, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And, of course, let's talk about my beautiful and talented co-host, Sumerian.
Oh, it's hot, but I made it anyway.
Yes, let's discuss how incredibly disgustingly hot it is here in God's chosen country of British Columbia. Now, for those of you in the rest of the world, like, you know, our poor accursed brethren in Australia, or people who live in more harsh climates like, say, the moon, you know, you're probably going to scoff at our relatively chilled weather of, what is it, 36 degrees?
36, 37, yeah.
Yeah, so somewhere in there right now is what.
But it's record-breaking, so it's hot for here.
And for those of you who know me, my blood is a little bit too thick for these sort of environments, or thin, or I don't know what it is, but it's my Irish heritage is not what it could be, I gotta tell you. Just to handle this kind of heat, it sucks a lot. But worse than me, Sumerian, of course, is not human. He is one of the lizard people from the movie V, but he's the vegetarian kind, like the guy who went on to play Freddy Krueger, ironically enough. Robert Englund had his start on V as the retarded guy who was a retarded alien who was a vegetarian. And Sim, of course, was a huge Freddy Krueger fan. Is there a coincidence there? I don't know. I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
What does it mean? What does it mean? But, yeah, you, of course, are melting as well, you and your lizard self.
Yes, even me. I'm melting, and so, I seem to be able to handle the heat a little bit better than Sean. I've got a fan blowing directly on me, and my wife is right now, as we speak, going out to buy an air conditioner if she can bribe or steal one.
It's not going to be possible,
but yeah, we'll see how she does. But I don't think it's going to be good. You have to wait around for the pallets to be unloaded off the truck and just grab one.
My wife,
before it's even unloaded.
My wife phoned me yesterday, like she drops me off at work, right, and phones me like an hour later. She's like, "Hi." I'm like, "Hi," and you know when you're someone phones you and you're not expecting a call from them, and especially if it's someone you care about, you listen intently to the background noise. The background noise is very important, you know, because what if someone's got a gun to her head, right? And if the room's really
get
quiet,
get under the bed.
Yeah,
they're going to take you.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I do. You know, I sort of listen to the background noise, and I usually ask really awkwardly phrased questions like, "Are you alone right now?" Yeah? Okay. "Are you in any trouble at all? Say yes if you're in trouble." You know, stuff like that. But no, it's just a little bit too, sketchy for that. Hey, there's a life hacker there. Somebody said on Life Hacker, there's a way you can build your own air conditioner. That's a good idea.
I'll get right on it.
Well, you know, it's a good idea to be able to build your own, you know, air conditioner, I would think. Why not? What the hell? Sounds like a plan.
Very true.
But my wife, of course, she went out and she phoned me in the background noise of, like, some kind of warehouse. Like, you could hear, like, the beeping of forklifts and stuff. So I'm really
You're
aware
like,
of
what
this.
What the fuck?
And I'm just like, what's going on, right? So she says, do you want an air conditioner? And yes. Where are you now? You know. And she I guess she went to Home Depot and she phoned me and she got one at Home Depot, which I'm sure, you know, she was caked in blood up to her elbows, you know, holding the cell phone, politely calling me to ask whether or not I wanted the air conditioner brought home. But don't mess with the powers of the dark one. So she managed to pull one up. I came home, you know, a little sheet of pink styrofoam, a little bit of gun tape, bing, bang, boom, up it goes in the wall. You know, didn't use any hardware. It was a couple of bungee cords and some folded metal and stuff like that. Zap! 20 seconds later, I got that sucker turned up to, 11, you know, in my wall. And you're pumping out the good stuff. So that was yesterday. Now, you got to bear in mind, this was yesterday on the hottest day of the year. Okay, it was yesterday.
Ever. Like, it's the hottest I've ever seen it ever in Vancouver.
Right.
I've been here my whole life.
And it was the hottest day on record. Yesterday was. It was the hottest day ever on record. So my wife got an air conditioner on the hottest day on record, okay, which I'm like, wow, that just is impossible to do. That's like ninja bow, you know, right there.
Amazing.
But then today was hotter than yesterday. So actually, yesterday they put such an effort into making a big deal about, oh, this is the hottest day. The last hottest day was 1955, and the other one was 1933. And then today they're like, yeah, the records that we all set yesterday got broken today. And now guys are hearing, like, Al Gore's voice echo in the back of their mind, like some sort of lost dream.
We're
all going to die very slowly. We're going to drown and die and be burned to death by global warming. You know, and this is what's going on. And then, of course, you turn on the radio and the Yukon is like having a heat wave. There's Eskimos suntanning and shit, and you're just kind of like, wow, you know, I hope that, you know, they were just kidding, right? Like, I'm hoping that this isn't it. I'm hoping it's not all going to turn into the Book of Eli,
it's all over.
Yeah. Did you watch that trailer for that new one coming out, Book of Eli?
It looks promising.
It looks sexy because they've got
the zombies to start running fast, because that's what they always do. They fuck with me. They put out the first trailer. It looks cool. It's post-apocalyptic. It's a guy all by himself walking through a barren city. And then they put out the second trailer, and there's fast zombies attacking him. Always. I hate it.
Well, what's your problem with fast zombies? I don't get it. Like, I mean, you know, you need bad guys to chop up. Fast zombies are good bad guys. You do. I mean, as a writer, okay, you know, he's got to show off that he's badass.
I like it in the realms of more realism. I know post-apocalyptic is not terribly realistic, but, you know, I'd like him just, you know, surviving, trying to deal with the environment.
Well, that's not very exciting.
Mad Max did not have zombies. Mad Max did not have zombies.
No, they had the most stuntmen ever used in a film. But what they did have was a god-awfully huge budget and no CGI, and the movie still ruled. And you know what? I would put Mad Max up against, like, okay, let's talk Death Race 2000. Let's put Mad Max up against Death Race 2000. Who do you think is going to win there as a better film? Standalone, nothing else. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen the Death Race 2000.
Let's talk about, actually, I know
about it.
You know what? I'm saying Mad Max. What I mean to be saying is Road Warrior. That's what I mean to be saying. Because Mad Max is the first film.
Mad Max 2.
Road Warrior is the second film. Okay, so Road Warrior, standalone versus, you know, any car movie, Fast and Furious versus Road Warrior. Like, even Vin Diesel's like, no way. You know, like, he wouldn't even, like, you know what I mean? It's intense, you know?
It's got everything going for it.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant film. So, and that's the one you see. If you've never seen Road Warrior, this is the great part, because there's probably a lot of young people listening to this, Simi.
Yeah.
Who've never seen Road Warrior. So here's what we do. First of all, anytime that we discuss a film that you should watch, okay, there's a process for how you should. Maybe we should do this in Patrolling Season 3, really. How to watch a movie, you know? People want to know how to make a sandwich. Here's how you watch a film. And, okay, first of all, who you watch the film with has got to be on the same page. Okay,
like, yes.
Watching a film, really, for the right kind of people, should be almost like a ritualistic, you know, experience where you come in, you sit down, there are offerings in front of you of food and water, all of which is carefully prepared. there is silence, okay? Like, silence, okay? Not noises
Nobody
outside.
Nobody talks during the movie.
No, no, I mean, you've, like, soundproofed the room as best you can, okay? Buddy is there. Yep. He understands, and he respects your silence wishes. And then the two of you, if you're there with a friend, or ideally alone, really, because I prefer to watch movies alone, you sit there and you you watch this film, and you just open yourself up to it on the best kind of largest viewing medium you can muster. If that's a monitor, mm-hmm. it's a monitor. If it's a TV, then it's a TV. But you have to kind of line up all that stuff. Now, Sim, you've got, like, the nicest freaking TV I've ever seen.
A decent setup, and I do suggest getting the newest print of Road Warrior. Don't get an old one. Get, like, I think this came out last year. Get the new print. It's totally cleaned up. Looks amazing.
Oh, yeah. I saw it again for the first time in IMAX, which yeah. they ran it through a lens, and they were doing that with some of these old movies. And I hadn't seen Road Warrior since I was, like, 12. And I watched it on VHS on a TV. You know what I mean? It was just a shit copy. And yeah. then I went and I watched it on IMAX, and... you know, without giving anything away, you know, the first 10 minutes of the film are worth the price of admission. You know, really.
Epic,
in IMAX. You know, I'll pay the $15 to show me the first 10 minutes. Oh, thank you very much, and I'll leave. You know what I mean? Like those guys who were going to see the Star Wars trailer, and then they'd leave the movie theater just because they're that hardcore. Like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to see Wing Commander. Fuck that. I'm coming for the Star Wars trailer.
Wow, did they ever screw that movie up. Don't ever say that movie to me again. You know, really.
I know. It was sad.
Don't say that. They never made that movie. It's like the Highlander series. Right? There was
needs
only,
a reboot, huh?
There was only one Highlander movie that was ever made. It was the first Highlander. Everything else is just, you know, hammered crap.
Yeah, as the joke goes, there can only be one.
Yeah, unfortunately. My world is getting kind of crappy with my show format for some reason. Are you editing or moving it in some way? Because if you're messing with my show format right now, so help me God.
I'll kill you. It looks good on my end.
I may have to destroy you utterly. Because for some reason...
Do you want me to read out the feedback?
No, no. Well, for some reason, it's being really, really weird. And I think my Mozilla Firefox
Gremlins.
Has completely just locked out. So, thank you, Mozilla Firefox, for dying on me on
You have not prayed to server enough.
What? That's that's bullshit. Sorry.
Server is not providing.
Server's providing lots. It's my delivery mechanism is all fucked up like February, and I don't really know. Okay, are we better now? Do we love each other? What's going on here? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Like, why, what? Firefox? Why?
Well, I don't get it, you know? I mean, I've been really nice to this program. you know.
Been surfing at nice web pages.
I gotta say, you know, stuff. I saw the trailer for the new Tron, you know, and...
Yeah.
I...
Oh, come on.
No, man. No, I'm gonna
There's nothing
go.
Bad about it.
Yeah,
it
there
looks
is.
Like Tron.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's something bad about it. Yeah, no, there's bad stuff. First of all, there's, like... just way too much CGI. Like, and it wasn't really amazing CGI. You know what I mean? Like, when the guy slides off the edge and he, like, grabs hold of the thing...
It's minimalistic. They're trying to make it look like the old Tron.
The old Tron didn't look like that. The old Tron had live actions. It was way more smoother. The scenes where you saw the guys wearing the outlook, where you see the guys wearing the outfits and stuff, those were all real dudes. So that was actually... really, really fluid. You know what I mean? Like, that was some fluid stuff. It was very, very nice. So...
That doesn't look like it's part of the movie. It looks like a teaser. It looks like not taken out of the movie because it's one long scene, right? Mm. So I think they'll clean up the look of it because the guy's face in the helmet looks pasted on. And that was actually changed from the original trailer that they debuted at the Comic-Con, where it was the old guy, whose name escapes me right now, who was in the helmet.
Oh. Okay.
So they have changed the old trailer. It was a very fuzzy trailer before that somebody took with their cell phone. But they just took that old trailer and kind of changed it a little bit. So I don't think it has anything to do with the movie, and it'll probably look a lot better. But who knows? They can turn into a big pile of crap. It's Disney and
all
that, et cetera,
you know, I'm hoping it's not going to be, you know, total crap. like, don't get me wrong, like the G.I. Joe film, and we'll never speak of that film again.
Oh, God.
But that looks like...
Just from the trailer, we've given you super suits so you can bounce around in traffic.
and you know, the thing that gets me is, why did you fuck with the story? Like, this was a no-brainer. Like, the guy who said, hey, wait a minute, what? Has anybody made a G.I. Joe movie? Isn't that, like, you know, kind of a staple of American culture? You know, G.I.
Joe? For, like, 50,
Joe?
60 years?
Isn't that kind of in the, you know, and now, finally, we have the technology to do a G.I. Joe movie that's more like, say, Band of Brothers than it is like, say, you know, some
exactly.
gigantic steaming pile of shit. Which
make it R-rated. Make it for your demographic that have grown up with G.I. Joe.
Well, you don't.
Make
I'm not
it
saying
hardcore and go for it.
I don't think it should be like R-rated. You know, I mean, I want to keep this stuff in perspective. I think that
they're military guys. They're killing each other. It's got to be R-rated.
I suppose.
I mean, it's not going to be like the A-Team TV show where everybody flips over in Jeeps and walks away and...
Well, I mean, you also want to have, you know...
Brushes himself off.
I guess R-rated would be okay, but I'd be a light R-rated. You know what I mean? It would
yes,
be like
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Dirty
yeah,
Rotten Bastards not, or whatever the hell Tarantino's latest splatter film is. But...
you don't need to be overboard, no.
No, because, I mean, that screws it up. But anyway, my laptop has lost Wi-Fi connectability, so what I'm going to do is I've got it set up on another monitor, which I've set up while we were talking about movies, and we'll carry on with the feedback, which starts out with, hey, Sean and Sim, I've been listening to Rant Radio since late 2004, and it's had a huge effect on my life. I could sit here and write huge elaborate mail about this, but I want to bog you down. Don't have time to read it. Despite not being really part of the community, Rant has transformed me into a better person than I ever would be, really had a major role in developing me and a person I am today. And now, with my rifle, I will do what I know is right. No, I'm kidding. And I'm also an archive fiend, having listened to shows at individual archive more than 5 or 6 times minimum, except Newsreel, too many shows to try to catch up on. Which is messed up, because I think there's more what the
that
hell
is funny.
Than Newsreel. But anyway...
No, there's just... way more Newsreel now.
Oh, is there?
I mean, we're up to 420, 430. It's about par. I think we just passed it. I don't know.
Ah, okay. Anyway, I can't remember a night in the last 3 years that didn't go by sleeping to something to do with Rant. This year, for my birthday, I've decided to get a tattoo. Now, I can't think of anything more influential on my life than Rant, so this was the obvious choice for me. I'm writing this email to inform you, to half inform you, and half to ask your permission. I'm getting the words SIM and SKTFM along with the Rant Radio logo on my upper back. I just wanted you to be clear with you guys first, because you don't go and get somebody's name permanently put on your body without at least dropping them a message first. I'll be sure to take uploaded pictures when I get it in late August. More than anything, I just want to thank you guys for everything you've created and the many hours of archives. Sincerely, name withheld. Okay? So... Sim, I will let you respond first, because I want you to, you know, have
as
an untainted,
as it says,
you know, thing.
As long as it says Sim forever, like with a four, number four,
yeah,
then I'm totally cool with it. No, I mean, people get tattoos because of the tattoos they get are things that symbols in their life that represent some major influences. So I guess he said that we have had the most influence on his life, and he wants to get a tattoo, and the tattoo he has chosen is the biggest thing in his life, which is Rant. So, you know, a lot of people have already gotten Rant tattoos, and some people have told me that they're going to get Rant tattoos. So, you know, it's not just something new to us, but that's a high praise. That's amazing. That's totally amazing. I don't want to push it to him to put up my name on his body. That's kind of pushing it, I would say. I mean, it's his choice. I'm not going to say no, but I'm definitely not going to say yes, let's say.
Well, and okay, that's cool. So then, and that's your final answer. You know, which is why
I
love
mean,
you.
If I've
you
been,
know, really.
If I've been a major influence on his life and he wants to do it, that's his priority. I'm not going to encourage him to put my name.
The moral quandary. Yeah, the moral
I know
quandary.
The Rant logo is cool. Like, it's a very cool symbol. It's
right.
It's really neat.
Right.
And it's symmetrical and it's clean lines. So it's a nice symbol to get tattooed if you're going to get a tattoo. Don't make it too big. Like, he's saying his upper back. Like, he didn't describe how big.
Right.
Don't make it too big, guy.
Yeah, now, I'm going to respond because this is going to be a bit of a mind blower. I'm afraid you can't get the tattoo, man, because I'm intending on killing Sim sometime in the future. And wouldn't you feel stupid if you get this tattoo and, you know, you find out that I'm actually, you know, triple shotgun murder guy who takes out, you know, 14 Texas Rangers, let's never mention his name again, you know, and you're walking around with this... with this dude, you know, on your back. I'm very touched. I'm very, very touched that, you know, we've had a huge influence on your life. Glad you liked it. Rather than do that, you know, I'm guessing you're probably already a subscriber to the show. Thank you very much. But, you know, honestly, that's enough. I can't control what you do and do not do with your body. And psychologically for myself, I wouldn't want you to do that myself. I would counsel against that. But if you do that, you know, I wouldn't hate you for it. You know what I mean? I would. I just don't think you should get that tattoo. You know, I can't really quantify that more than that. I just think that maybe, you know, you might want to think about it for 5 years. And if you still want to get it in 5 years... then good to go. You know what I mean? But,
yeah. Sleep on it, you know.
Because who knows what's going to happen to me, man? Like, what if I go crazy? What if I turn into to be this real asshole one day and I freak out? Or Sim goes nuts, you know, and goes triple shotgun murder in the schoolyard. You know, like, what happens then?
That's right.
Then you've got us tattooed on your body. You don't want that, right? You know, and then you know, Fox News media gets a hold of the Rant Media logo. It gets declared as a hate crime. Hey, I've already been banned in Australia. Right, you know, for violence, right? The apparently, I've been blacklisted. The Live Journal got blacklisted in Australia for violence. Yeah,
really?
DG, yeah, DGC. I don't remember his online name. I don't want to say his name on the air, but yeah, DGC drops the line every now and again, and he says, yeah. So, you know, I don't want, you know, some guy. The whole reason, the whole purpose of the WOG thing and of Rant Media was we tried to make this thing as hard. To kind of, you know, we don't want this to turn into some sort of way to schedule everyone up to get on the boats, you know. But, I mean, Facebook's done that for me, so I guess we don't really need to worry about that now. But, you know, there's that girl who got the After Now tattoo, which that's obviously got, that's obviously got a lot of meaning. There's a lot of ideals there. I'm very touched by that. I'm touched when people get stuff like that. I mean, it's very, very cool. But I cannot in good conscience, you know, okay that, you know what I mean? Like, I can't say, yeah.
The name or the symbol?
Just, any of it, any tattoo. If a guy asks me, like, it's on some level. At some level, if he wants my permission for this, at some level, he's considering that maybe this isn't a good idea, okay? And if you're considering that this might not be a good idea and something that I might say might influence your decision not to get this tattoo, then definitely you do not want to get this tattoo. You know, that would be... I have no tattoos. I've come very close a number of times. I can understand the drive... to do it.
I have no tattoos either.
Yeah, I may yet get a tattoo. I don't know. But at this time, I would refrain from that. If my opinion means anything, that would be my counsel to you. So there you go. Moving right along. Dear Sean and Sim, I didn't get to make it to the last newsreel, but Tender told me you were discussing a term for secret online meetings. How about a veal? As in, I got a veal Sim later, or we all need to veal to discuss blank. Veal equals meat in a box, right? Because you got meat in a box is server, right?
Meat in a box.
Just thought, me and another person came up with this. Catch you next Thursday. I don't think that's really going to work. My dog is like completely whining at me. Can you hear him?
I can hear your dog.
Can you hear him in the background? That's my dog. Totally being a jackass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's totally bad. All right, be entertaining. I have to go kill my dog.
I don't know if this was written as a joke or it's kind of funny, but I don't know if veal's going to work. I got a veal Sim later. That's really strange. I don't know if it's going to be that secret if taking it out of context. Oh, how long is Sean going to be? Sean! So I would advise against it. Yeah, somebody suggests rocket balling.
So that's here bit, I am on the
overt.
Hottest day.
Hi.
Sorry. How'd you do? Did you do okay?
Okay. Barely.
Barely?
Because I didn't want to go to the next story or anything, and I'm like talking about some inane email about Veal. You didn't Veal. Leave me with much to work with, dude.
Well, welcome to my world, man. Welcome to my world. Anyway. Okay, well, enough of that. We're not going to call them Veals, but I do love the whole email. I thought it was fantastic, and so I read it on the air.
Yeah.
And I greet them with much love and respect. Hey, Sam! This is the Sort Yourself Out. Sort Yourself Out.
Whoa,
to Sam.
Just me.
Just you. Hey, Sim. And this, you've been asked this before, but, you know, once
yes,
again.
That's okay.
Okay. Could you give us some background on why you chose the online name Sim? Sham has mentioned before that he'd been a fan of Conan the Barbarian, so possibly the name is a reference to the race of Cimmerians, as written by Robert E. Howard in the Exiled Peoples of Atlantis, whose, due to the exposure of the relatively barbaric culture of the mainland Thurian continent races, find themselves devolving away from their once attained but now forgotten state of perfection. A concept rooted in myth by a passage in Book 11 of Homer's Odyssey of people living beyond the Oceanus in a land of dark fog and darkness at the edge of the world at the entrance of Hades. Another thought is that the name is in reference to the ancient population of people who lived once in the region of the northern shores of the Black Sea that have been speculated to be one of the lost 10 tribes of Israel that migrated into Europe. If that is not the case, perhaps the name also is made reference to the fact of so many Celts and Germanic peoples and the traditions dating to their culture back from the Sumerians or Scythians, most notably the Merovingian dynasty and the Franks, and the fact that they place information brokering in such high regard. If this is true, then your selection name is also a tongue-in-cheek reference to the symbolism of the characters of the Merovingian and the cyberpunk Schopenhauer philosophy-driven Matrix movie sequels. And possibly a rhizome of the relativism perception in the form of simulation, such as the Borges fable mentioned in by Jean Bouillard's postmodernist work, The Simulacra, or Simulation, which happens to be the book which Neo hid his code in the first Matrix movie. If I'm off base, please set me straight. Rocket balls! Continuity. Well, I know that actually it's more complex than that continuity.
It's way deeper than that.
Yeah, it's way more.
You just got the surface stuff.
Yeah.
That's the obvious stuff.
That's the easy
stuff. I mean, everybody
shit.
Can look.
Yeah.
They could just look that up in Wikipedia and get the surface stuff, but
you know, if you really want to dig, if you really want to know, you have to subscribe to the show.
I've given hints throughout the years on each of the shows that I've been on.
If you subscribe to the show, we'll tell them. You know.
In the next newsletter.
$5 a month. That's all it costs. And you will have the forbidden knowledge. That's right. And we'll teach you a secret handshake, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, hop on one foot while shaking behind your back.
That's all that good stuff. And you'll be one of us. Simmy, what's like, come on.
Well, it dates back way longer before I was even on the internet. Background 92, when I picked out the handle back in the BBS days, because I was running my own BBS. And you have to come up with a handle when you go online. You can't be, hi, I'm James. How's
right.
it going?
No, you're cool.
You have to pick a cool name, right?
Right.
And, you know, I couldn't come up with one. So what I did is the next best thing, picked up a thesaurus. And I started thumbing through the thesaurus and came across, you know, looking for cool words, you know, gothic words or really dark words. So I looked up dark, right? Because, you know, cool, yeah, you know, cool stuff. So yeah, I looked up dark, and it was actually another word for dark is Sumerian. And that's how I got the name.
See, now that's the best part, you know, is that you expect you expect people to believe that, when in reality, you know, I've seen the kind of things that you got going on at your house, man. I've seen. You're the kind of guy who will, send his wife out on the hottest day of the year ever in the history of the world to go buy an air conditioner. That's the kind of guy you are.
Go get me an air conditioner.
Move now, woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you just look it up in answers.com, Sumerian, it's the first one there. It's very dark or gloomy. And I looked up dark, and it said the word Sumerian.
Well, I like his one better. I like his, because it makes you sound really clever. You know, like,
yeah,
really.
And all that stuff, too. Yeah. And I predicted the movie The Matrix.
You take that back. You take that back.
And stuff.
I Morph Sky Tower, you take that back. Sim is so not a Gorian. You don't bring that shit in here. I'm here to tell you.
What's a Gorian?
You don't want to know what a Gorian is, all right? It's this guy named okay. Norman. He's a fucking psycho.
Norman?
Yeah, John Norman's his name. He wrote a series of books, right, called The Tales of Gore, right? And they're basically like S&M books, all right? And women are like possessions. They're soulless beasts of burden. It's horrible.
Oh, you've talked about that before.
Yeah,
okay.
And they got a real following, which I think is kind of unhealthy. You know, I got to
say. Maybe I'll look into it.
Well, it's kind of unhealthy. I think it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think is unhealthy. And
if they're all consensual adults?
Yeah, we're not going to get into this.
Harm?
Yeah, well, we'll just bust out the moral relativism and away we go.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know, man. Not in my house.
Soon
you know, that's
we're
all I'm
sacrificing
saying.
Babies and
cutting desks. Off heads and hucking them off pyramids. You know, I mean,
that's right.
That's
where
deal.
Does it stop?
You know, slippery slopes, you know, so that's why I think we should burn John Norman books and ban them. Well, no, obviously not. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Some of that stuff is sort of, well, there's lots of crap. And Pierce Anthony used to write some really racy crap, too. I mean, you know, there's some pretty trashy stuff floating around. But yeah, John Norman, I guess.
Curious ideas.
Yeah, so, I mean, he built this world and everything. I've never read any of his stuff. I really can't comment. It's probably well written. But yeah, he's something to check out, I guess, if you're kind of a little bit on, you know, wired up that way, you know. So, but you know, I'm the one who, like, really, I shouldn't give Morps a hard time because, you know, I'm the one implying that to start with, and all he did was give it a name, right? So, you know, I really shouldn't, you know, that's really, and generally, I find wives to be off. You know, that's not really something you make fun of with people. Some people do that. I don't appreciate that, you know. Like, sometimes in corporate settings, guys will do that. They make fun of their wives. I think that's just an ignorant thing to do.
Their own wives?
Yeah.
Own wives?
Oh, yeah. People trash talk their own wives, like,
all
the time. It's true.
Why would they do that?
They're stupid. They're a retard. They want to make themselves look cooler.
How does trashing your wife make you look cooler?
I don't understand. You know, they call her the old lady. You know, and they're like,
because being in a happy relationship is a bad thing.
I guess maybe it was like a whole bunch of people just had, like, that's the way their parents were, and they sort of like equate, you know, that to marriage or something.
I guess the same mentality is like, oh, I got so fucked up last night and I got drunk and puked.
Oh, dude, I got arrested.
That's a good time.
Yeah. I got tased 4 times. Yeah.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ride the taser wagon. Anyway, let's stop talking about that idiocy and move on to some news. Yes. Let's talk about some news, some Decker news. Apple has retracted its legal threats against public wiki sites that was hosting a Blue Wiki. Also, Apple, I didn't know about this. In response, the EFF is dismissing a lawsuit against Apple over threats. The skirmish is involved is a set of anonymously authored wiki pages in which hobbyists were discussing how to enable recent vintage iPods and iPhones to sync with media with software other than Apple's own iTunes. Well,
that's
thank you, God.
Awful.
Yeah, like I can't stand
awful.
The Apple interface at all. I'm really getting sick of Web 2.0. Like, I really am. Like, this whole I almost closed down my Facebook account the other day. Because it's like, I almost did, because when they told me I couldn't post a link to something they thought was malware, I was like, you want to suck my what? You're going to tell me what I can and cannot put on my own fucking page? Are you, LiveJournal will let me put it up there. I can post on my LiveJournal. No, I can put that shit up there in HTML, man. I can put that shit up there in HTML. And I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I was honestly like, you know what, fuck Twitter and fuck Facebook. You know what? I don't need people having all these resources to be able to look up my entire world. You know, if people are digging the show, I've got enough of a footprint out there that I'm pretty sure every freaking newsreel, I give the address to my LiveJournal. Everybody can get there. You know, should that be there? You know, should I be running a Facebook site? I don't really think it's really all that fantastic. It was started by the FBI. We know it's run by the FBI. And it was. It was started by the FBI. The guy, this is public knowledge. They know this. The guys who, I'm sorry. It wasn't started by the FBI. FBI agents started it. Okay, yeah, that's actually what's actually going on here. So there's no, you know, I don't know how high you'd have to be to believe that that's, you know, no. The CIA didn't assassinate Kennedy. Some people who worked for the CIA assassinated Kennedy. You know, like, come on. You know, don't give me that shit. So don't be surprised, man, if I, like, just up and get all hissy fit and shit can my my Facebook. You know, sometimes just in one day it'll be just boom, snap, Sean wigs out and takes out Facebook.
Oh, Sean.
Oh, there he goes. He blew away Facebook. There it is. You know, and I get like that. I get all triple shotgun murder with my right. applications and my computers. I'll be like, fuck it. It went in the trash. And you're like,
fuck it.
Seriously, I got in trouble. I cleaned up the house once and threw away all my wife's heirlooms she got from her grandparents. Ooh, that was a rough day.
Oh.
Yeah, that was bad.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, some mistakes have been Jeez. Made. So I'm careful when I let that out of the cage.
Yes.
But, you know, seriously. Seriously, getting...
Yeah, it could get frustrating. I mean, it sucks that other companies are controlling what you say and cannot say. And it's
that pisses
me off.
That
doesn't go along with our corporate environment. That's against our
corporate
policies.
Environment?
That link is bad.
All these newspeak terms are really starting to piss me off. Now, we can't go all Luddite about it like the Adbusters crowd and be like, no, it's all evil. We were so much better when we were all, you know, smoking shit and living in the dirt, you know, that's not I'm not going back to that. Y'all
You're
can
so
be farmers.
Much more pure than
yeah, fuck that, you know, seriously. Y'all can be farmers. If I die and go to hell, I'm really sure it'll look like Lilith Fair, you know, really. I'm just it's totally not my scene. I'm real sorry. I want to go to the good hell that, you know, I think I want to go to the good hell that gets, you know, set up by Americans. You know, like Vegas or something. You know, I like the American versions of sin generally because they've, you know, nobody really knows sin like the Yanks. I mean, really, honestly, who does sin better than the Yanks? Really? Best porn in the world? Yanks. I mean, yeah, okay, there's some different stuff, but the Yanks pretty much dominate that. You know, really, they're the ones who made it, you know, good. And put production into it and stuff. You know, so really,
the Americans are pretty oppressive of porn. I would shoot that over to Europe.
No, really? Really?
Sex is bad. That's a mantra of the U.S.
Yeah, well,
it's
okay, no, there's resistance coming in, but I'm saying that
guns,
probably...
Guns, guts, and glory is the what keep chanting.
Americans can do porn well. They can do violence well. Okay? They can do that stuff. They do porn and violence well. They do. You know? And it's way better than Japanese porn. Those girls don't even look like they're having a good time. You know, seriously, it's horrible. I mean, it's offensive to watch.
They try hard to show themselves as not having a good time. They're good actresses.
Which? Oh, you know, and this is why you and I do not agree. Like, you like the film Happiness. And there's a lot of people out there who like that film. Okay, there's a lot of people out there who like that film. That film was the most difficult film for me to watch ever in the history of the world. It is a miracle. I feel bad that I didn't actually leave. You know those movies you watch? There's very few that I've watched and stayed for because you feel some kind of weird obligation to see if you can take it. And then, you know, and then later you wish you'd left in ignorance, but it'd always be nagging you either way. It's like that kind of movie. I hate that movie.
But you had your shoes
so
on.
Much.
You had your shoes on.
I did have my shoes on. You're laughing away. You thought it was wonderful fun. Wonderful, wonderful fun. Yeah, Star Wars Episode 3. Absolutely. Anyway. Getting away from that horrible thing, back to the Apple thing. I guess Apple doesn't want you to be able to touch their stuff. My Fisher-Price iPhone.
Oh, no, that's theirs. You're not owning their stuff.
You can't do shit with
it.
Apple products. You cannot do a goddamn thing with Apple stuff.
Or
I mean,
or
you gotta
anything.
Really...
I'm
sorry, man. Like, where... No.
The corporations are pushing this more and more down our throats. Take example, the Kindle newest thing about 1984, the book being
we
erased
covered
off
that.
Of everybody's
I
Kindle.
Covered that, yeah. I covered
exactly.
that. You know,
and
all the
gaming machines, now everybody's buying their games through the machine, onto the hard drives, and when the authentication servers go away, your game goes away, or they can revoke at any time. You're not in control of your own shit anymore. The corporations are.
Yeah, so, they killed the wearable, didn't they? That's what the Crackberry and everything else has come on. It's, you know, and, but luckily, you know, and people bring that up, is that there's, you know, there's netbooks.
Well, you, don't,
you know, you can kind of go.
You don't even own your own phone anymore. Everybody's, you know, getting the three-year deal, and it's locked down to that provider. It, nobody owns anything anymore. We're all renting our lives.
Yeah, it's pretty, and I really like how all the phones, of course, they got the Facebook and the Twitter stuff on the go, too, right?
So oh, it just oh, makes yeah, it,
you know,
ready to go.
Oh, what are you doing right now? What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, what if the guy in the sunglasses is sitting there going, what are you doing? You know, you wouldn't be putting up with that for too long. But, you know, because it's a little bird, somehow it's cool, right?
Everybody revealing every aspect of their life.
I mean, it's useful. It's useful for me. It's useful for me because I suppose, you know, well, we're doing a show, right? We're promoting the media thing.
Let everybody know what's going on.
And if anyone wants to friend me, I friend them. I just friend everybody. I don't reject people. They just come on in, good to go. You know, that's sort of the way it was. We use it as a distribution medium. But, like, you know, don't be surprised.
Keep up to date.
Don't be surprised, man. Triple shotgun murder. But anyway, the website you want to go to is we're talking to this guy's called Blue BLU Wiki, and they'll show you how to, you know, crack out your stuff so that, you know, you're not completely tied down to the insanity
because
that is
Apple has because Apple has been shamed. Shame Apple.
Shame.
Okay.
And so they'll back off, I guess, you know, public relations disaster. And you know, I really thought that the way they made fun of the Microsoft stuff really wasn't fair. You know, I hate to say that, but it did. It was kind of like, wow, you know, they were clever and everything, but they just kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. They really did. There was something about it that just, you know, I don't know.
It's better to go on your own merits than put down somebody else's.
Yeah. In tracker news, in a ruling that could fuel debate about online privacy, a federal judge in Seattle has held that IP addresses are not personal information. So your phone number or an IP address, well, we don't talk about phone numbers, but an IP address is not personal. In order for personal identifiable information to be personally identifiable, but let me try that again. In order for personally identifiable information to be personally identifiable, it must identify a person. But an IP address identifies a computer, a U.S. District Court, Richard Jones, has said in a written decision. Which I suppose that's a good thing, because it just means that just because my computer did it doesn't mean that I did it. Right?
Exactly. This is great, in fact. Oh, we found file sharing on your computer. It's you. No.
I'm not running a firewall.
Into it.
Yeah, I have no firewall. Yeah, so obviously I'm compromised. Yeah,
it's
am
not
I running?
Me.
Yeah, have you got the box? Yeah, let's look if there's anything that's compromised on here. I think I'm compromised. Sorry.
I don't know what's going on.
You can have the computer, you can seize it. You know. I guess if you want to try to research it, because I want you to have the computer, because I want you to catch the guy who compromised my computer. It's getting old anyway. If you just give me the, you know, reasonable financial compensation for it, I'll be more than happy to donate to you so you can track down the evil bastard who's ripping off your stupid movie. You know,
wasting my bandwidth downloading his crap.
Yeah, you know, because I don't want that, and I don't even like your stupid movies. I think your movies suck. So you know, that's his thing. But that's what they've done.
That's
so
right.
they've ruled now. Now that's going to give you some. That'll give you some stuff to deal with. You know, you've got a, you know, that'll be bantered back and forth in the law courts. Now they'll use that. So we'll see how that.
The other side of it is that. They can get them from the ISPs in about 2 seconds. Oh, can we get this IP address? Oh, yeah, sure. This isn't personally identifiable. Here you go.
Yeah, ISPs don't stop. ISPs just hand it over. Like, there's no, like,
so
we're protecting
good
our...
and
no.
Bad.
No, not... Well, I mean, they do have to ask for warrants. They do need a warrant to get it, right? Like, they don't just knock on their doors. And quite often, you know, a reputable one. Like, one that's like a large one.
Yeah, it depends how much of a backbone they have.
Yeah, I would think that they would, you know, require warrants and stuff. The cops can't legally show up and do that. So, I mean, an ISP could say no, not without your warrant. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, cops are going to show up and start asking for stuff without warrants. So, because, you know, cops don't like to leave stuff to
reason. Believe me, they do.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Without
I encountered
warrants.
That.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They'll try. It's just like going up to somebody in the street, some criminal that they're, you know, trying to track down and they'll hand them a glass of Coke and then take the glass back after. They ask them for it, they just take it.
Yeah, I guess.
So they'll try. I've had that happen to me, not to me as a end user, but working in the environment
in the industry.
Of internet,
yeah.
In the industry,
yeah.
They try because if somebody hands it over, somebody hands it over.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
May not stand up in court, but they can try.
They could try. Could try. In Big Brother news, nice segue, Sim. Cybersecurity is a real issue, as evidenced by the virus behind the July 4th cyber attacks that hobbled government and business websites in the United States and South Korea. It originated from an internet provider, addresses in 16 countries targeted, among others, the White House and the New York Stock Exchange. Dun, 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 dun. The big bad internet. Unfortunately, the Obama administration has chosen to combat it in a move that runs counter to its pledge to be transparent. The administration reportedly is proceeding with a Bush-era plan to use a national security agency to screen government computer traffic on private sector networks. AT&T is slated to be the likely test site. This classified program is dubbed Einstein 3. It's developed but not yet rolled out. It takes two offenders from President Bush's contentious secret surveillance program and puts them in charge of scrutinizing all internet traffic going to or from federal government agencies. So that's what it does. Now, hang on. So what?
Okay.
So they put a firewall up and they want to look at everything that's going in and out of their shop. That's what they're doing.
No, what they're putting it is, they're putting it in the ISP's location.
Yeah,
because if they just put it in their location, they don't know who it is. But if they put it at AT&T, I'm sure they'll only filter out internet traffic going to their website. We won't touch all the other traffic that happens to be running through our network here. No. We'll just drop all that.
Well, that's what they're saying here. Einstein 3 is purportedly meant to protect government networks from hackers. But cybersecurity experts such as Babak Pastar, who blew the whistle on a mysterious Quantico circuit while working on a major service provider, agree that Einstein 3 offers no intrinsic security value. The program is implemented to where servers exchange traffic between one another in the heart of a network system rather than at the perimeter, which interfaces with the outside world. This is similar to a home security system that only monitors the central interior of a house rather than keeping on the eye on the actual doors the purpose of hackers may simply be using to enter. So it's a surveillance program that they're trying to roll out. It looks like they're trying to roll it out under the guise of something else, which, I guess.
All they're going to find is a list of 100,000 compromised computers spread out all over the world, organized by botnets.
Yeah, that's more than likely what they will find. But, I guess it's they have a right to look. Don't they? Don't they have a right to kind of
into private corporations and our data without any probable cause? They're going to deem us guilty before even looking at even something happening. You're guilty before.
No one's saying anything's guilty. They're just gathering up information. All right, nobody's.
It's like putting out a nationwide warrant before anything has even happened.
Well,
it's putting in spying into every single.
No, I appreciate what you're saying here. I do. I think it's a moot argument because I think that nothing we argue about here is going to make the slightest bit of difference. I think that everything you say and do is totally under surveillance. Anyway, you should act like it's totally under surveillance.
You should assume that.
Yeah, just assume it. So they're like, maybe they're not internet. What are you kidding me? Are you honestly serious? They're watching what's going on, man. And if you step on your shit, you're going to get owned. Okay, so just don't be stupid. Really is what this boils down to.
If they really wanted to help, they would have a hotline to these major ISPs and be able to null route any major attacks to the governmental websites, and that would take care of it in 2 seconds.
Well, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is the government. Have you ever worked with the government? That's...
Fortunately not. I have not.
Somebody would have to dial you, and then someone would have to make that decision.
Dial you.
Yeah.
Somebody would have to hire that person to be on the phone ready to dial you. And they'd have to be trained, and that would take years.
You know what's interesting, though?
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, training all these people up to handle this sort of stuff, and guys who've been around for years, Loft Heavy Industries is back in the news. Yeah. Did you hear about this?
Ooh.
They're starting up they're starting up the Hacker News Network again after a decade of being offline, which we were online when they went offline, because I believe I reported on it. And 10 years later, they're back with their quirky brand of video reports about security. A Hacker's News Network is one of the side projects of the Boston-based hacker collective known as Loft Heavy Industries. They're the guys who famously told the U.S. Congress they could take down the Internet in about 30 minutes, and who helped invent the way that security bugs are reported into computer companies. The Loft's eight members were hacker gods back in the 90s, but most of them have faded from the limelight, even as they've watched the cottage industry of security research firms sprout up on the base of many disclosure techniques they pioneered. The Loft disbanded after it sold out to consultancy At Stake in 2000, and its members gradually watched their dream of being paid to do cutting-edge hacking and security research wither and die. But after the last few months, the Loft has been getting back together, kind of. Six of the eight members reunited last year at the Boston Security Conference in May 2009. Members of the group released the first update to their Loft Crack password audit tool since 2005. They said it took a few years of negotiations with Symantec, which bought At Stake in 2004, to get back control of Loft Crack and several other Loft properties. Last month, the Loft website went back online, and the demo version of the new Hacker News Network is set for official launch on January 11th, 2010, chosen because of the binary date of 11110 works as a binary number. The Loft website will give members single place to link their current projects. Peter Zatko, a.k.a. Mudge, said he'd like to use it as an archive for the group's historic security items. So, anyway, they're back. They're back. They're back in. Cool. They're doing stuff. They're back online. And I remember those guys. I mean, they were big news when I was just getting started. And, you know, that was Loft Heavy Industries, man. They were cool. They scared the shit out of Congress when they got up there and said that. You know, and you can see video of it, too. It's awesome. These old fat guys are like, oh, just how vulnerable are we? And this dude gets up and is like, I can turn off your routers in 30 minutes. And it was just like, dun, dun, dun. You know, oh, man, that was like
a hush befell the crowd.
Oh, it was the wet dream of shortcuts on computer crime at the time, right?
Yeah.
This is back when Steve Jackson Games got you know, raided because they had a cyberpunk game, and they actually got raided because they were, you know, somehow something on hacking. Anything that remotely purported to be on hacking was suddenly like terrorism. You know,
scared people shitless because they didn't even know the first thing about it.
Yeah,
they still
and
it was even more mysterious back then.
And back then, it wasn't all just called hackers. There were, you know, freakers and crackers and all these other wonderful names that everybody had. They got really proud of it. I'm not a hacker. I'm a cracker. I'm a freaker. I'm not much of a freaker, but I'm a good hacker. You know, and it all, like, it
and
was
they rode on skateboards and had funny haircuts.
Yeah, and jumped back in the limousine after they grabbed the disc. You know, that's what it was. So, you know, it was entertaining. It was a nice idea.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I got another piece of news here on brain scanning. Now, these stories, a lot of these stories are repeats of the same story. So I checked the dates on these. But this one here was from Eureka Alert. It's widely known that this is in brain scanning news, that the brain perceives information before it reaches a person's awareness. Okay, so think about what they're saying here. It receives information before it reaches a person's awareness. But until now, there was little way to determine what specific mental tasks were taking place prior to the point of conscious awareness. Okay? That has changed with the findings of a scientist at the Rutgers University in Newark, a University of California, Los Angeles, who developed a highly accurate way to peer into the brain to uncover a person's mental state and what sort of information is being processed before it reaches awareness. With this new window into the brain, scientists now are also providing with a means to develop a more accurate models of inner functions of the brain. As reported in forthcoming Psychology and Science, the findings obtained by this doc and a bunch of other docs, you know, they have provided the direct evidence of a person's mental state can be predicted with a high degree of accuracy through functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI. The research also suggests that a more comprehensive approach is needed in mapping brain activity and that the widely held belief that localized area of the brain are responsible for specific mental functions is misleading and incorrect. The research was funded with grants from the U.S. Office of Naval Research, blah, 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 blah. So neuroimaging is a very, very hot field right now. Like, this is very...
Yeah, really emerging.
You know, they've got... They can already extract images from people's brains. I don't know if you've seen that, but they can do that. So it's a little disturbing to me, the directions they're going with this brain scanning. And, of course, people, you know, have no knowledge of this. The average person, you talk to them about it, and they treat it like it's the Weekly World News. Yeah, they're all going to have brain scanners soon. And you're like, yeah, actually, they have brain scanners. They're like, no way, you know, no. You know, it's like when
That was just a movie.
Well, it's just like when Palm Pilots came out. Remember for like the first 5 years, everyone was like, holy crap, is that a computer? You know what I mean? Like, this was before the age of cell phones.
Baffled. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and this was amazing. And now it's just like, So that's where we're at with this.
Yeah, everybody's
got one. It's a bad thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. They'll be scanning the crowds soon and saying, oh, there's a high level of violence rising in the brain scans. We scanned the crowd, and we better lock this situation down.
Right, yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But, of course, you know, when they're locking that situation down, let's talk about the airborne pain beam. Now, this, this weapon, affects the top 164th layers of skin. It's a microwave beam weapon. It's been called a pain generator. They've been using it for perimeter defense. So what it is it is actually like a radar dish, and they can use it for, you know, to as part of the active denial system. But check this out. The Pentagon's enthusiasm for non-lethal crowd control weapons appears to have stepped into gear with its decision to develop a microwave pain infliction system that can be fired from an aircraft.
Ooh, nice.
So we'll just put this on the choppers, right? Fly over the crowd, and we'll just scorch them. The device is an extension of the controversial active denial system, which uses microwaves to heat the surface of the skin, creating a painful sensation without burning that strongly motivates the target to flee. It strongly motivates the target to flee. The ADS was unveiled in 2001, which I've been reporting on since 2001, but has not been deployed owing to legal issues and safety fears. Yeah, like, what could possibly go wrong turning microwave ovens on people?
Yeah. Come on, just rubber stamp it.
You know, whatever. Protesters don't have metal piercings. Anyway, nevertheless, the Pentagon's Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate, the JNLWD, in Quantico, Virginia, has now called for it to be upgraded. The U.S. Air Force, whose radar technology the ADS is based on, it's radar technology, okay? So it's... Let's just think about that. They took a radar dish, cranked up the output, and went, hey, this hurts people, increasing its annual funneling of the system from 2 million to 10 million. The transmitting antenna on the current system is 2 meters across, produces a signal beam of similar width, and is steered mechanically, making it cumbersome. At the heart of the new weapon will be a compact airborne antenna, which will be steered electronically and can be capable of generating multiple beams, each of which can be aimed while on the move. The new antenna will be steered electromagnetically and is capable of generating multiple heat beams. You know,
fire when ready.
Yeah, So we got the iRobot robots with the tasers, and you got those hover security, hover security droids.
Just strap them onto one of those.
Oh yeah, and you know,
aim it at the free speech zone and let it rip.
Yeah, it's not really. It kind of freaks me out. That kind of stuff just.
Well, hopefully they have their height, their altitude calibrated correctly so they don't fry the crowds accidentally.
I don't think they give a shit. I don't think they care. Today's Daily Hack should help you with this. It's a do-it-yourself electromagnetic frequency detector, or bug detector.
Ooh.
This is a very simple EMF detector modified by Mila Krakel, two Scotchie dot. I just lost power. All right, and we made it back in. We had some technical difficulties there that we had to deal with. Sam, are you still with me there, bud?
I'm still here.
Okay, well, we'll get back to the MF metal detector thing, but because this is a post-production show, you can just, like, we're both, Sim and I are sitting inside of a big sweat pit right now. My computer just went, it's too hot! So, because I'm sitting in a shack out in a field with sun beating down on it, you know, sitting in a bad lawn chair trying to record the show, and so stuff is breaking. So we're going to wrap the show up here rather quickly so that we don't, you know, die. Which is sort of a good plan. So the daily hack today, of course, is your electric magnetic frequency detector. Check it out. Cheap to make. Good to see if you're being surveilled by aliens. So the and Sim's Corner, which we've got two new t-shirts. What's going on with these?
Ah, sexy new t-shirts. One is the Burning Monkey. Everybody knows that awesome symbol with a burning monk in the middle of fire. And the other one is the Everything is Fake t-shirt with Everything is Fake on the back. You can head over to the Rant store and check out the designs there and order yourself up a couple.
Absolutely, because, hey, we got t-shirts. You need t-shirts. Just we're going to give you some t-shirts. Just come buy our t-shirts.
That's okay? Right.
That's the deal here. And that's all we got for you today. But do not worry, we will be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive, provided we have not all died in the sun. And this has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. If you cannot donate to this show, please distribute this show. Give it to people you think would like the show. This is the senior special. Give it to a senior. But if you can donate, please do so by clicking on the donate tab on the Dark Atlas website or send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 18121, 12115C, 56th Street, Delta, BC, Canada, V4M2M4. And, of course, I want to thank the Army of Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio.com. And, as well, be sure to sign up for the Rant Media Newsletter by sending an email to info@rantradio.com. And, as well, we've always got Psytrance blaring in the background. And if you send... if you need to get in touch with Sim, actually, info@rantradio.com is the best way to do that.
Need tattoo advice? Send it on over.
Yeah, that's right. We're good to try to talk you out of that shit. And I'm going to fade out now, Simi, with a track by La Coca Nostra. And this is some of the guys that were in House of Pain. They were in this band. And this I'm an American, which I played before as an outro piece. I really enjoy it. It's just, I don't know, there's something about it. It's got a good line to it. It's like the Brother Ali tune, Welcome to the United Snakes, or United States, I think it's called, by Brother Ali. It's a great tune. It's got a really good beat to it and stuff, real good vibe. And remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. Sim, have you got anything else for him?
Nope, that's it.
All right, everyone. Well, until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
To a new generation of Americans.
I must put the interests of America first.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I'm an American.
The United States of America is the genius of the world.
Product of America, new psychotic from narcotics, born consumers of STDs, yeah, I got it. A victim of a media machine, violence and lust, top to bottom and greedy in between. I'm a menace with big dreams, and no morals to stop me from none. I gotta get mine, that's why I went and caught me a gun. Police would put me in a cage if they could lock me in one. These dudes would kill me out of jealousy, they pop me and run. Shit, I'm bloodthirsty too, we were raised with foul ways. It's in everything we watch and listen to nowadays. And the younger kids are way more depraved. We're hunger for beef. Some will run around the neighborhood crazy. Land of the free, home of the brave. My world is a morgue. One day I lay alone in the grave. Still my dome is enslaved. In the haze of the power I crave. I can't help it, this is how I was raised.
Hostilities a conspiracy. I hit the scene like spinning guillotines. Villains creep through your village deep while idiots sleep. I'm awake, dominate, annihilate. I violate, obliterate, incinerate, exterminate. I'm an American. Murder, hate, violence, and war. Tyrants galore. Riots and more. Violent uproar. The rise of the poor. We monitor all. Everybody sign at the door, so walk out now, but you may never survive at all. We murder capitals, turn hometowns to homicides, DNT, 1080 counter lines. My take on society's beyond the fabrications that they prophesize. Colonize through modern lies, economize and sodomize. Humanity every day, vanity scrape, gravity cake, hold it, your sanity wait. This is not an exercise, this is real life, salvage your fate. Contaminated planet of hate, the children sing a passage of fate. Lavish days was the train of Alexander the Great. Savage grace gravitate the mathematics of space. Like Dr. Shafted and prayed like the others, these cannibals say, I'm an American. I'm an American. I'm an American.
I'm completely irrational, I'm unrealistic. Got the right to talk shit, got the right to bear arms. I bring disease, I bring famine with some guns and some bombs. Got my four-horse flawed, my lightning rod. Men of beef with the devil, not fight for God. I'm from the Highland clans, I'm on some stolen lands. The crown jewel in the new world, all the plans. Get your quarter can, place your order, man. Step up right this way to the slaughter land. While every one of your freedoms got emancipated, you just surfed on the net, you masturbated. We got hoes, we got thugs, we got
wearing a black hoodie and living life like a predator. Hated his life, embarrassed to being alone. The little he knows will get him. My past assed out of his head blown. It's known we live in the land of the lost. Could have been a leader or put on the cross. Needed to push for his cause, breaking laws. Now he's a felon, the system is flawed. Praying to God every day of his life, fighting the odds. He wants a piece of the pie, the gleam in his eye. American dream in his mind led him astray in his ride. Inside of his cell, he put his whole family through hell and broke it apart, breaking his mother's heart. He started in school when he was on the path to losing his mind. Whatever happened to no child gets left behind. Just another slogan I'm hoping that you can comprehend. I'm born to struggle, I'm an American.
I'm an American. I'm an American. American.